Equity crowdfunding is one of the things that's really popular right now. It's in the news because in April of 2012, the Jobs Act was signed and it legalized crowdfunding in the US. Now, right now, we're still waiting for a lot of these things to go into effect. Right now, what you can do is crowdfunding for accredited investors, but we're still waiting on Title III, which I will talk about in a second, which will allow you to raise money from everyone. So before we can talk about equity crowdfunding, we need to talk about what it means to get investors. So a lot of people don't know this, but in order to have investors, you need to have what's called a private placement offering or a private placement memorandum, which is a legal document that allows you to bring on investors because, you know, you want to protect yourself, you want to protect the investors, and because you're selling shares of your company, that means you're selling securities, so you're subject to law under the Securities and Exchange Commission. So, all that background just to tell you that the Jobs Act was signed in April of 2012, and it made two major changes that affected, well, it did a lot of things, but two major things changed the crowdfunding sphere. The first is Title II of the Jobs Act, and basically what that did is it created a new type of private placement offering that allows you to tell everyone you're trying to raise money. And you're probably thinking, what? Why wouldn't I tell people I'm trying to raise money? Well, actually, before you couldn't. You had to have a previous business relationship with your investors, and your investors largely had to be accredited investors. Those are high net worth individuals. So Title II of the Jobs Act, what that allows you to do is it allows you to publicize your investment opportunity, which is something you could never do before. You know, from the 1930s until now, you couldn't tell people you were trying to raise money. So that's why Title II a lot of times is called crowdfunding for accredited investors. So all your investors with this type of offering have to be accredited investors, and you have to take more steps to verify their income and make sure that they are actually high net worth individuals. Title III of the Jobs Act, which is the one that everyone is talking about right now because we're still waiting on regulations, is crowdfunding for everyone. Once this is in effect, you'll be able to raise up to $1 million from anyone. So your investors don't have to be accredited investors, but you'll be able to go online through a verified crowdfunding portal, and you'll be able to raise up to $1 million per year for your company from everyone. So it's a huge opportunity and a great big change to investor law in the US, and I'm excited to see where it goes.